Welcome back to the Marching to Madness College Basketball Podcast with West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins, who has 916 wins as a head coach, a 69.7% winning percentage. He starts his 16th season at West Virginia as he was inducted into the National Basketball Hall of Fame in September. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Sure. You know, last year I said if they didn't get this done, I was going to get ill so I can relax.
Well, I'm trying to forget about last year.
Oh, I know.
Last year did not work out real well for us.
Tough year. And as you look back, you know, at a tough year like that, and you start to move forward, obviously, with your experience and stuff, what's been the best way to move forward off a tough season immediately, like day after last game?
Well, I think basically what we did was changed our roster. We went to the portal. We recruited guys. We took a couple of junior college guys, and it certainly appears at this point we're a lot better.
Yeah. Now, as you start, you know, with the new guys, obviously they're going to come in and set a tone. So immediately, how does that work? Do you recruit them knowing their personality, or is that something you have to teach as they come in?
Well, we're fortunate enough to have some upperclassmen that have been here, and they've been through the good, and they unfortunately experienced the bad a year ago, and you know, they have been great for us. I got a very veteran coaching staff that's been around me for a long time, so they're fully aware of what we need to do.
Well, you got Kadrian Johnson back, and he returns after being one of your top defensive pieces last season.
He's been really good. He's shooting the ball well. He's taking good care of the ball, and as you said, he's a terrific on-the-ball defender.
What makes him so good on the ball with defense?
Got great feet. Yeah, great feet. He does a great job of staying in front of people.
You talk about him being a really good shooter. Is this the type of thing where you have part of your attack centered around what he can do offensively?
Well, we've run a lot of motion. We ran a lot of motion for years, and we didn't run it very well a year ago, and we spent time running some motion, which gives everybody an opportunity to touch the ball and everybody an opportunity to score the ball. So, I mean, it's worked out well for us. Nobody could really zoom in on one guy because everybody's going to have the ball and everybody's going to have an opportunity to score.
Yep, and then you got transfer from Iowa, Joe Toussaint. He was 2.3-1 in assist-to-turnover ratio. Good pickup as you talk about running motion offense and how defenses might try to get after you.
He and Kitty are a pretty good pair in the backcourt. They both have great feet, stay in front of people. Joe has worked extremely hard on his jump shot. He's shooting the ball well. Our guys love him, love playing with him. So he's been a great pickup for us.
And you have a competitor there like Eric Stevenson. When you have a player that has that type of ability, do you find him to be able to push others, them developing his mindset?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a situation where, you know, we have Keedy back, who's been a pretty much a four-year starter for us. And so Eric coming in, I think, and Eric is extremely competitive, competes like crazy, but he doesn't know what Kitty knows.
Mm-hmm.
He will eventually, but right now he doesn't.
Yeah, now you're talking about it. In what range does Keady know that Stevenson doesn't?
Maybe the coach's way.
And you got Emmett Matthews back from a year in Washington with the Huskies. Talk about how you guys may have missed his abilities.
Well, Emmett was a really good player for us. And he was a really good player for us for 3 years. And you know, I think certainly one of our better on the ball defenders, and a guy who rebounded the ball offensively well for us, gave us second, third opportunities. And he knows what we're doing. You know, I mean, he's 3 years with us and one out there, and then coming back here. Obviously, he spent 3 years here, so he knows what we're doing.
And then you bring Jimmy Bell Jr. in beside him. Now, that's going to make your lineup a lot different, because I know he's a big man who's a big, talented person inside.
Well, Jimmy's been really good. He's competed, and he's really worked hard at, you know, shedding a couple pounds. And we're high on Jimmy, but you know, we got some other people in there as well that have been really good for us and working really hard to get better. So I like our team. Our team is working. They like each other. They enjoy spending time around each other. So we got a good deal going right now.
Is the work ethic of this team better than some you've had recently?
Now, that remains to be seen, I believe.
Yeah,
we'll see here. We get an exhibition game on Friday, and then we start playing for real from then on. So we'll have to wait and see how it all shakes out.
Especially now, you know, in the Big 12, it's such a deeply talented league. When you have a tough season, you know, like we were saying, you guys had, what are ways you build back to be able to compete and meet those challenges? Is there a certain way you have to teach with a new group coming in?
No, I mean, we were two games away from making the NCAA tournament. And the reality was, all we got to do is inbound the ball at Iowa State, and we end up 500, and we're in consideration at least. So you know, I mean, we were close. We were close. We just didn't take care of the ball the way we needed to take care of the ball. We had some guys that I don't think even their estimation played up to what they thought they were going to do. But I mean, we were still. For all of us, it was a bad year because we're not used to playing in the NCAA tournament, but we were close. And, I think with this group, I think they've got a hunger to get back to the tournament and not just get back to the tournament, but make a run in the tournament.
I was going to ask you your thoughts on the state of college basketball now. As you know, the NIL and transfer portal are almost a topic almost every day, and people like me are looking for, okay, teams and new players and stuff, but this stuff is put out on the front burner, it seems.
Obviously, I don't do what you do, so I'm not for sure what y'all look out for, you know. So you would be much better off to talk about that than I.
Hey, last thing though, I want to talk about Joe Mazzulla. He's the head coach of the Celtics right now on the interim. Talk a little bit about him. I remember him as a player, in the Final Four. Talk a little bit about him now as you see him as a coach.
Well, I think when he got done playing and, you know, he hurt his shoulder, and he played really with a bad shoulder all the way through the Final Four. And I think, you know, knowing that probably his career was over with as a player, he really – got serious about coaching, did a terrific job at Fairmont State, for them. And then, you know, he talked quite a bit about wanting to coach in the NBA and so got involved in that aspect of it. And he's just, he's worked at it, man. He's worked at it. He's tried to study other people. He deserves it.
Sure. Coach Bob Huggins, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Marching to Madness. Coach, it's great talking to you, and I'm going to try to get up this season for a game.
Well, you know what? I was going to say, you've been threatening to come for how many years now, and you still haven't made it. So, you know, I'm not going to stay up late at night waiting on you. How's that?
That's good, Coach. Hey, thanks a lot, and I always wish you the best.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.